you want with a hound? You want obedience, you want a little bit of intelligence, and you want love and respect. They love and respect.
Beautiful looking things.
Well, they are. My husband doesn't think so. He thinks a sheepdog's are better looking. No, she's got a beautiful mask on and a lovely head there.
Well, it's certainly not every day that you find yourself on the back of a truck looking at 20 English foxhounds. But then again, it's not every day you get asked to go on a fox hunt. Hello, I'm Anthony Pansier. Zoe Ellis is the Master of Hounds with the Brook Hunt Club, Western Australia's last remaining fox hunting club. The club boasts about 30 members, who are all passionate horse riders, ranging in age from their late teens to their late 60s. Today, they've been invited along to this property at Kojanup in the southwest of WA. The farmer's having problems with foxes attacking his newborn lambs, and he's hoping the hounds will sniff old Charlie, the fox, out into the open. Before we head out into the paddocks, I'm giving a quick rundown on the long and often controversial history of fox hunting by today's field master, Richard Palmer. And so what are you anticipating today? It's a beautiful day, I guess, really, for hunting?
Absolutely. Because it's came in, it rained a little bit yesterday in the evening, and it's quite moist, then the foxes will have be held up in the reeds, and we should be able to scent them quite well and then be able to chase them quite well.
When you say scent them, do the foxes let off their own little scents, or how does that work?
Yes, they have a slightly musty smell, so the hounds can pick that up if it's there where they've crossed a paddock or gone through somewhere. When the sun comes out, it tends to dry up all the dew, which holds the smell. So when it's very dry, it's hard for the hounds to follow. So today is a perfect day for hunting.
Okay, now I'm just wondering if you can talk us through your equipment here. You've got all sorts of lovely-looking leather things on your horse here. Yeah, so what have we got?
I carry a hunting horn because sometimes I talk to hounds if master wants me to. I carry a saddle flask full of
water.
Scotch.
What purpose does the scotch serve?
Well, just to keep me warm on a cold morning. And I carry, on this side, I carry a set of pliers if anyone gets caught up in wire.
And what's the appeal for you? What do you like about it most?
I enjoy riding. I really enjoy watching the hounds work, which is more to the point. Hounds work well. And if they catch a fox, all well and good. It's a fair run. But I actually just like watching the hounds work and the people ride to them.
And with the toot of the horn, we're off. Well, at least the club is. I have little to no skill on the back of a horse, so I joined John Watkins in a spectator vehicle. John, so you've got a bit of history in this fox hunting too. Where are you from?
From Yorkshire originally. I've got this in my blood. This is the best music you can hear. This is best than Mick Jagger or whoever else you'd like to hear.
I've heard that music, a few references to music. What are we listening for? What do you mean by the music?
Well, it's hounds giving tongue when they get in the line of a fox.
Giving tongue? What does that mean?
Woo, woo, woo.
Okay.
Speak up. The rest of the hounds, you'll tell them, yeah, this is the way to go, boys.
The phrase cunning as a fox doesn't appear for no reason, does it?
Oh, no, they're smart. They're smart. They'll stop and find a dead carcass, a dead sheep, and they'll wipe the feet on that, you know, to give away the scent. But they're smart. No doubt about that.
Hey, Rick, can you give us an update? We've stopped off for a bit of a drink break.
We have.
What have we seen so far?
Well, the hounds haven't managed to find a fox yet, but it was fairly wet down there in that creek, and there was a lot of water, so we've done well to get this far because the horses were sinking down to the right down through the fetlocks to get through. Now we're going to hunt some high ground, so we should be okay up here. The scent's holding, there's no wind, and there's no sun, so at the moment, I believe that we should be in for a chase shortly.
There we go, Tony.
There's a lot of bog, so you've just got to be a little bit very cautious. That time, Charlie did get away.
Right.
He gave us a great run, and it was really, the hounds worked absolutely fantastic. About 99% of the time, Charlie does get away.
Oh, is that?
Yes. Obviously, the farmers would like us to have a lot more success than we do, obviously. Because they make so much damage on the property. We've already seen this morning four lambs that have been hacked to death by the foxes. And, so we would like a far greater success rate.
Despite their best efforts, old Charlie continues to evade the Brook Hunt Club for the rest of the day. We regroup at the farmhouse several hours later, where Zoe Ellis responds to the criticisms often levelled at fox hunting about the cruelty of the sport.
Well, I'd say that they're totally ignorant. I mean, what are they opposed to? I mean, foxes in West Australia or in Australia are an introduced vermin. But if they actually see the damage like we see, I get very angry about that, because you can go out shooting them, foxes, but you can't go out with a pack of hounds. I mean, it's not a cruel sport. It is not at all. If a fox happens to be taken, it is instant. It's not been shot and allowed to slowly starve to death. It's not been poisoned and slowly be tortured to death. It's not had fox toxins thrown down a hole to gas it out. It is quick and swift, if we're lucky enough to ever get a fox. But as for people, I mean, I sometimes wonder, I mean, have they ever been out of their back doors? Have they ever been into the country and seen the damage that foxes do?